The following podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Hold up. Do you love terrible B-movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on Wide Range of Conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wide Range of Conversations with Rick and Eric.
Warning, this podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they're talking about and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar, Beers and Babble. Cheers.
Rick was like,
gotta have
out of
that.
The bag, and he had to go, please take this away from me, otherwise I'm going to fucking finish it.
I want that kettle corn.
I want that kettle corn. This episode is sponsored by I Want That Kettle Corn, some of the best damn kettle corn I've ever had. But, yeah.
Rick really loves kettle corn, so I'll
Rick, yeah. That's how he stays so sweet.
I love kettle corn, too. It's very good.
Yeah, this is the same place that brought us a strawberry, but this is their original.
The original is better, in my opinion. I just don't like strawberry.
This is really good.
Isn't that good? It's so fucking good.
Fake strawberry flavoring sometimes is a little...
Mm. I was a little upset because she was going to bring me...
My hands are moist. Will you please take that off?
Moist. she said she was going to bring white cheddar. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah. And then she was just like, I didn't have time, and threw this bag at me. And I was like, all right.
No,
this
is...
damn.
I like, but it's still really, really good.
I like
original
kettle corn.
Yeah. Holy fuck. Welcome back to the Basement Bar Beers and Babble.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. We've got Wide Range of Conversations. We've got a whack attack tonight, man.
God damn it, another whack invasion.
Yeah, whack for pride. Absolutely.
It's been a little bit since we've been here, so I figured we had to fill in your brown people a gay quota for the month.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's really true. It's keeping us on the map.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's kind of brown. He's tanned.
I'm fake brown.
Fake brown?
Yeah. I just tan really easy.
Yeah.
I wished.
Really? You burn?
Oh.
I'm the
lower part of Italy, Italian, so.
Oh. Well, your face kind of looks like a little, you know, you got some sun.
That's just from me being outside for like 5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
So you have just a full stock of aloe all the time, don't you?
You know, I'm a recovering mall goth. It's just, I never saw the sun.
You never saw the sun?
Anytime I see like a translucent person, I think of the movie The Benchwarmers, you know, where he's like stuck in the closet and he's like, fuck it!
Yeah,
he
has
the sword and shit.
I didn't want to put my mouth on it though because it's not mine.
What is it?
Just trying to get the fucking top off of it.
Hold on, let me show the muscle. Yeah.
Why the fuck did you sound like a peacock?
Is that what they sound like?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
They put their feathers out, they're just like,
right?
You can use your teeth to open everything.
Do it again.
I'm not going to use my teeth.
Why? It's yours.
I need... It's pliers.
Well, then fucking look.
Hang on. I got to put my cock down.
Yeah. Everybody's like, oh, I'll get it.
I couldn't.
That shit is welding on there. It's the universe saying you don't need a shot right now. Oh. Oh, thank you.
Holy shit. It is Pride Month.
Leave it to the queer to get
like,
something
done. I have
your
the
show.
Power. I was about to
say, needed the gorilla grip
strength. Why is it so crusty?
And that's not even the hand I use for that.
No, wow. Wow, look at you.
Shit is crusty?
Yeah, like it was glued on or something.
Oh, Jesus.
It's probably somebody had opened it, put heroin in it, and then glued it back together.
We can only hope. Cheers.
Good luck,
sir. Cheers.
Well, now we know what Eddie's going to be sniffing all the show.
Woo! That wasn't me.
Screwball.
That was him.
I said.
Peanut butter whiskey. Oh.
I like both of those things.
It was not bad.
I kind of take like Reese's.
No, I really like them. I really like the Screwball. Screwball does a great job. They also do, I believe there's a toasted marshmallow one. I don't know if it's by Screwball, but.
Ooh.
Yeah, toasted marshmallow is really good. So like, if you combine them with
I bought them on like a fucking whim when I was at Ideal. But they had them in a different, it's like a double shot. They look a little fucking.
Oh, it's almost like a mini pint.
Oh, you got them from Ideal?
Yeah.
Thanks to Ideal. On Salzburg and Johnson.
Are they like Johnny Bootlegger size? Like you can take them down?
They were like, Yeah, but it said two servings in the thing. But I mean, it opened up like a fucking Slim Fast can where you pop the little tab and the metal thing. Yeah, and just I was like, oh, this is fucking delicious.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been stuck on them ever since.
Yeah, they go down super easy and they make you feel really good. Like I'm warm right now. You know what I'm saying? It's really good.
It's good if you chase it with like actual like Reese's Pieces or some shit.
Holy fuck! What you need to do is put Reese's Pieces in your mouth, down that, and then chew those so they get a little. Wet, a little moist.
Where it soaks in a little bit.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
Oh yeah.
did you guys ever do that, like when you were kids, put gummy bears in vodka and then have them shrink and then eat the gummy bears?
No.
You? No.
Yeah, that story from.
No, but there was a Halloween party that Mark had one year, and they did the gimmick with the Skittles in the vodka.
Oh.
And fucking a mutual friend, Dylan Kennington.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The Kennington.
Made it. Yeah, he had all the every fucking color. Had it. We showed up like an hour after the party actually started.
Barely, like it was like 45 minutes. They're like, get there at 9.
Yeah,
and we got there at like maybe 10.
And we fucking show up and like Mark's shirtless, playing catch with one of those fucking old school light up fucking Nerf footballs, and. Everybody was just fucking trashed, and like people were puking everywhere because fucking everybody had already been doing all those fucking shots and everything. We're like, what the fuck? How early did you guys start? And like, oh, we've just been drinking for like 40 minutes, blah, 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 blah. And man, you better not put that on the internet. I got warrants.
Yeah.
I'm fucking around.
No, so walking up to that party on the steps to the house, there was. Somebody that we know that's a mutual friend of ours was just like, hey, guys, what's going on?
Perfect.
I'm like, bitch, this has been 45 minutes.
That's how it really be, though.
I don't. Not anymore. Well, now it's like go home after 45 minutes. But
I was at. Have you guys ever been to Muscle Beach before?
I love them.
Yeah. So I went. Well, let me run this through. I did a thing this weekend.
How's your week been?
Yeah, really good. Yeah, let's start with that. How's your week been, man? So I'll go first. Yeah, I'll ask the question and answer.
ask and answer.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. But on Monday, I traveled down to Bloomfield Hills and picked up a 23-foot travel trailer, like a camper trailer, you know, so I can go see Pretty Lake multiple times and stay warm.
Still haven't taken me once.
Yeah. So we bought that, and then we took it from the cellar straight to the campground, went straight to the Bay City State Park. So I've been kind of living out of there and then going to work from there every morning, you know. It's got, you know, sleep six. It's 23 feet long. It's got a shower, you know, toilet, kitchen, dinette, everything like that, one slide. It's awesome. So last night we were waiting for our hobo pie makers, you know, so we waited for the fire to die down, and I was like...
You fucking cooked and ate hobos?
No, hobo That's pie crazy. Makers. A fudgy pie. Like, what do you... They're the cast iron things you put, like, a sandwich in and... Yeah.
Just giving you shit.
I see that.
It's called Fudgy the Whale.
Fudgy the Whale?
What? What?
Fudgy the Whale.
What is that?
Cookie Puss?
What the fuck are you talking about?
What is happening right now?
You looked at Eric for like a grins, and he goes, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, so funny. What is happening?
So Carvel?
Carvel.
Fresh.
Do you not know what that is?
No.
Oh, yeah. They're like ice cream cakes. They're kind of sold everywhere.
Mm.
Okay. Is that like a rich person's thing?
Probably.
It was like...
Like for people who own boudets, that's who buys them. So they can immediately shit them out and wash them out, you know?
It's called a boudet, sir.
It's scary.
The boudet, the boudet washes your boudet.
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck? Okay.
You just combine the words, boudet.
It's the like middle class. Like, if you were middle class and you had like a halfway decently okay, which I've never had one of these. I just heard, I learned about them in my 30s.
Okay.
But yeah, apparently they're like in the shape of like an octopus or some shit.
What the fuck? It's an ice cream sandwich that looks like an octopus?
Hang on.
Everyone knows about him, don't you know?
Yeah, right.
Fudgy the Whale?
Hold up.
Wait, why the fuck is that a whale?
I don't know. It looks like an octopus.
Yeah.
That's confusing as
That's
shit.
That's awkward. Spencer, I'm curious to what kind of fight you and your wife got into that you're living out of this fucking trailer now.
I'm not living out of the trailer. I'm not living out of the trailer. We did it together so we can spend more time
That's
together.
That's why he really bought the trailer.
No, we've been tent camping for like 14 years. We wanted to get the fuck off the ground. You know
I mean, it's not a bad idea, though. Whenever she's just like, you know what, fuck, you're going to be like, you know what, fuck this. Go out the side and just go
That's
in
true.
The trailer.
That's true. That's true.
I was mistaken.
You're like, I don't have to take this. Hobo pie.
Yeah, right. But no, we were waiting for that and we went to Muscle Beach.
Yeah.
And we got, you know, I got my mint chocolate chip ice cream and shit smacks all the time, never misses, hits all the time. she got some Dole Whip or whatever because she can't do dairy much. And then we got our French Bulldog a pup cup. So they gave a little cup of vanilla ice cream. And we walked out, and I told Rob, I was like, hey, I was like, let's go over here where there's no people, because you know how the front of Muscle Beach is always packed. And I was like, let's go over here where there's no fucking people, because that's going to bother the shit out of me. Like, I hate them all, you know? And I turn when I point, and everybody's looking at me. I said, all right. And turned around and walked. They heard that whole interaction. I was like, fuck.
I meant it.
Yeah, I did. I stood by it because I, like, looked at every one of them, and I was like, all right. And turn around and walk away. And we went like 15 feet to the right, and I set the cup down, and I just looked at him while I was eating my ice cream. I was like, yeah, that's right. Over here is better.
Spencer here stands on business.
I do. Yeah. I do.
1,000.
I say it, and I'm not. Who am I to apologize to a stranger? You know?
Fuck them.
Like, they're like, I'm offended. And I was like, cool. Go be offended over there.
Like, away from me.
Yeah,
Let me fucking eat my ice cream.
Yeah, exactly.
Bitch.
If you get in between me and my chocolate chip ice cream, then. It's on.
So Cookie Puss is not an octopus. It's just a character.
Okay. Where the fuck did whale come from? I'm so confused.
That's what Cookie Puss looks like.
Oh, weird.
Is that... That's an ice cream sandwich? Looks like a cone?
It's a whole cake.
Oh.
That makes more sense.
Yes. Do they sell it at convenience stores?
Probably not. This is like something you get like at a Meijer. Like, you know when you're too rich and you go to there's the ice cream cake, like where you can go get the stuff out of there?
No, because I'm not too rich.
Exactly. I've only looked at it longingly, and I was like, the diarrhea might be worth it, but the $40 isn't.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Will you send me a photo of that so I can put it up on the Media Companion site
at bbbabble.com?
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm going to find the one with its face is going to look the most like a penis.
It is Pride Month. We have to put those penises on a pedestal, boys.
Penises.
Hey, you know, it's also we also have to pay attention to the men's mental health, man. It's a big thing this month. That's a big thing.
For real.
Honestly, ask them how they're doing. Talk to a male.
Oh, there you go.
Say, hey, speak your feelings. So the other 11 months, we keep quiet. You know what I mean? So always ask your buddy how they're doing. Go out there, get on your phone, call your buddy, ask him how he's doing. Please, for me.
When he says he's okay, he's not.
Yeah, exactly.
Fair.
Exactly. When he says he's good, he's just floating above
the line.
Holy
shit. So, like, I'm not trying to bring this to a different place, but the whale, Fudgy the Whale, looks incredible.
Okay.
Oh, I fucked that shit up, dude.
I've seen that.
That's like a ho-ho. That's what that looks like. It looks like a ho-ho cake, dude. Yeah. Oh, my God.
So Fudgy the Whale, but listen, if you've ever dated a man, which I know you haven't, they talk about themselves enough.
We don't know that.
Well, we've
he
talked.
Might have experimented in college.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, we should
glad
we
I didn't
shout
go to
out.
College. No,
he might have experimented on the road with his band.
Yeah,
be like, hey guys, I lost my spoon.
You should have said drumstick. It would have been so much better.
Probably.
Yeah,
but you know.
Oh, what the fuck is this?
Failure of fucking life.
I'll stop it. Eric,
mental health month.
Yeah, I was about to say, Eric, are you doing okay?
Are you doing? Is there something? Is this a silent cry for help?
I have
every
one
day.
That's all green.
Every day. Yep.
No, but Eddie, how's your week been, man?
So been doing the cameras, right?
Oh, yeah, I've been doing the cameras.
I did outside, and I wrote a letter
with all your terrifying fucking bees.
I wrote
what now?
Spiders.
I wrote a letter.
I would have quit months ago if I was him. They'd have been like, "Go outside." I would have been like, "I quit."
Yeah.
At my fucking former job, we had like a bee infestation in the wall, and you could sit in the bathroom and fucking hear them. Like you'd be sitting, I'd be sitting there shit and just hear. You know, I need to hurry. I know they're not going to come through the wall,
right.
But still, when those motherfuckers come out and get me in the dick or the asshole, it's going
to
be terrible.
That's what I'm saying. I was just about to say, could you imagine every time you shit, it like slowly pulled out the stinger? Oh my God.
Just like millimeters at a time.
Right.
Oh God.
Like, it never fully comes out until like the fifth shit. And it's like, oh, fucking thank God. Jeez. Fucking asshole is just swollen, looking like a fucking swollen up four-leaf clover.
Like you have one of them fucking popcorn nugget shits. You know what I'm talking about? Where you throw about 42 of them in there.
Yeah.
And it comes out and it looks like fucking an hors d'oeuvre on a toothpick.
I used to get porcupine shits because I used to eat sunflower seeds, the shell and all.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yep. Yeah, so everything is
so,
saw
yeah,
up.
When I, yeah, so
the
when
pine
I
cone
shit,
shits, dude.
Fucking just be shredding my asshole. Oh, just be like, oh!
So
that's like one of those things that you have to wipe your ass 72 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless.
Sometimes you got to put the tip of your finger in there and scoop out the rest of the shells.
Oh, yeah.
So I was trying to install one of the new cameras outside. but there was a hornet's nest on the other side of the downspout where the camera needed to go. I asked maintenance if they had hornet spray. They said no, but we have brake cleaner, and that'll kill them instantly.
It doesn't.
It did not. It only fueled their rage, and I was their new quarry.
Is this the email that you wrote?
I almost fell off the scissor lift trying to evade them. I then went to Lowe's.
Shout out, lesbians.
I then went to Lowe's and bought actual hornet spray. By the time I got back, the hornets had reassumed their position on the nest. I sprayed them and bullseye. It foamed up, and they quickly quit writhing in agony as their bodies slowly slid down the building. But the spray was also sliding down the building and the back of the downspout. Like the Fellowship, as they ran through the mines of Moria, I soon found myself face to face with an angry horde of giant spiders. No less than 30 of these bitches, the size of half dollars, came flying out behind the downspout. Not far behind was a second wave of smaller, faster spiders. I gathered my tools and laptop, floored the scissor lift as fast as it would go, and narrowly escaped an arachnid doom.
Dude, that's my favorite missionist.
This is your fucking email.
So I sent this to the maintenance manager, and I said, you need to do something about this because I have about 30 cameras to install, and I am not playing eight-legged roulette on every fucking one.
That's my favorite mission on Skyrim, dude. That's my favorite one. No, that's crazy. That's terrible. No,
yeah.
I'd have been out at the Hornets, but...
Yeah.
Only
I didn't see him at first. My head was around there a lot, but it was on this side of the downspout. Oh. And right before I started drilling into the concrete, I like stepped back for something, and I looked, and I was like, oh, fuck, there's hornets right there. Like, if I start drilling, they're going to get real angry. So that's when I slowed down and was like, oh, I need to kill him with something.
That's the saddest thing, though, because I know how slow a scissor lift comes down. So you're and it's like, bzzz.
Yeah.
Why? That boy just fucking jumped.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
Did you end up jumping when it wasn't even fully down yet?
No.
Okay. You waited till that hole went all the way down?
Yeah.
How high were you?
Giraffe pussy?
No. No, but like, how far off the ground were you?
I don't know, probably 20 feet, 30
Holy
feet.
Holy shit. Yeah. So like 5 minutes later, after getting mauled, this man made an
I mean, I'm pretty heavy. It helps it go down kind of fast. So.
So
going up takes forever, but
heights with bugs, that's...
Yeah.
I think that's two of the fuckas that we went off on our show about.
Yeah, it was.
Next, you're going to tell me it was in a hallway? Fuck a hallway.
Yeah.
For sure.
Fucking alley, dude. Fucking alley.
Oh.
Alley's all right.
I didn't say fuck in an alley. I said fuck in an alley.
That vampire might be in that alley sucking dick.
fuck. Jacula. Yeah. I was.
Shout out Jacula.
Shout out Jacula.
I fucking do that shit at work, and my wife's like, or not at work, at home. My wife's like, what the fuck are you even doing?
Vamanosa.
The kid gets in my way, and I'm like, Vamanosa, get out the way. And he's like, what? And they're like, what? I'm like, never mind.
Every time
I'm funny, fuck you.
Every time someone fucks up his Blackstone game, he says that. They get in his way, and he's like, Vamanosa, get out of here. Oh, that's awesome.
That's fucking... just my Italian heritage right there.
Yeah.
He's walking in the room and they'll be like, Bottom Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. How has your week been?
Yeah,
Rick?
Sorry about that. Because
I've got a
that's
thing
terrible.
Down here that's written Rick's thing.
Oh, it has.
Oh, that was.
Yeah. Eric's just going to piss me off again. So
go ahead with your week and then I'll bring it up.
No, you might as well just bring it up. I'm already going to get pissed off about it. So
so I sent Rick this video on Instagram because we just sent each other fucking videos of random shit.
Yeah.
And it was another podcast. And it was this dude completely fucking mind blown that people let their shit hit the water.
Wait, what?
And he's like, what? And the girl's like, what? He's like, that's what you use the tissue for. He fucking catches his shit in the fucking tissue when he shits.
And sets it in there?
I don't know. I don't know what he does.
You never
with
discovered
the shit.
What happens
the clip
after?
Doesn't go far enough because the girl is just mortified. She's like, what are you talking about? He's like, y'all just let the shit hit the water? And just let the what? He's like, the tissue is for to catch the shit and then wipe up. And they're like, no, it's to wipe your. What are you? She's like, what if you have like diarrhea or something? He's like, well, that's why you wash your hands. Like, bitch, you just fucking spray. Like, imagine having Taco Bell and that's what you do is catch your shit and then that fucking shit comes out and just you bring your hand up and it's just fucking sprayed in brownness and you're like, oh, not a worry. I'm just gonna wash my hands. Like, fuck that. I would soak my hands in rubbing alcohol for like 3 fucking days. Like, yeah.
Spencer's and, face.
I sent it to fucking Rick, and Rick was like, this fucking pisses me off.
Yeah, no shit.
And like every time I'll be like, damn, just like catching shit, and instead of letting it hit the water, he'd be like, fuck you, this shit pisses me off. He gets so fucking mad. But yeah. So then we're like, what the fuck does he do with the shit? Like,
yeah.
Like maybe they had bad pipes growing up, and he just like put it in a bag. Maybe and they took it outside. Like that's the only thing that makes
sense.
Maybe
he put it in a doggy bag and had to take it outside. They said, "No, we get free trash pickup. We pay for water around here.
Right?
You can take that bitch out.
Right?
Anything else is pissing me off.
Right?
Oh my god!
You can use the water to wash your hands after you get boo boo all over it, but other than that, you ain't flushing shit.
Literally,
that's crazy. Yeah. That's wild. That's gross.
That pisses me off every time, though.
What the fuck is wrong with your algorithm, man?
I just get a lot of fucking random podcast shit. Like, how do you surprise a blind person? Put a plunger in the toilet.
Oh yeah, 100%. Oh yeah.
Like just random fucking jokes and shit that randomly pop up. Yeah,
that's the same thing with Helen Keller. You could do that to her too. You know what I'm saying? Or just tell her to go sit in a corner and put her in her circle room. That'd be a good one too.
Well, canonically, we all know Helen Keller and Amelia Earhart were lesbians together. So.
Oh really?
Correct.
Oh, flying high.
For it. What? The bitch that did the airplanes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Canonically.
Okay.
Interesting.
The more you know.
Bum, 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 bum.
You're going to get emails about that one. Who the fuck's this guy talking about that? Listen.
Yeah.
Anybody can be lesbians if I want them to be.
That is very true. Especially now.
All the Belgians are going to be like, what's wrong with America?
Oh, honey. We ain't got time for that.
So that's how your guys' week went? That was just one thing.
Bringing it up.
Nothing really super crazy has been happening this week. We're just getting ready for, since we're going to be at Pride this week.
Yes, sir.
This has come out on Monday, so the subsequent Saturday after the show is released, we will be downtown Bay City in Winona Park underneath the pavilion because Rick was real smart and was like, fuck a son. So
we've already discussed. Look at me.
Yep.
Yeah, I was like, oh, fuck, we need to find a tent. And he's like, we're under the pavilion. I'm like, fam, bet.
Yeah. So
you think I was going to sit out there in the sun that whole time?
Baby, look at the skin.
Yeah. I know. I was like, man, maybe we can hook up to power and do a show. And Rick's like, I don't think you understand how loud and crazy this is going to be. I was like, no, I've never been to a Pride Fest, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I've been to festivals. You would do good on a fucking mic?
Huh?
At Pride Fest.
What now?
What?
What'd you say?
What's going on? No, I'm just kidding.
What are we doing?
I got scared when he confronted me. I just need to get it away from him. But
what happened?
So we're at Pride Fest. Monday.
Saturday. The show comes out Monday.
Yeah.
And then we'll be there Saturday. So Saturday, stop by and say hi. It's from 11 to 6.
Question mark. Until we run out of stuff or don't want to be there anymore, I guess. But
what time does it start?
11.
Nice.
Yep.
Good.
11 a.m.
Come talk to us. Right now, I think the running gig is,
excuse me,
if you follow us on our socials, you'll get a button and a pin.
Yeah. If you follow us on Facebook, you get a, you said a button and a pin. It's the same thing, bro.
Sticker?
Yeah, sticker.
I meant to say
follow
sticker.
Us on Facebook, you get a sticker. Follow us and follow the show on Spotify.
I'm very
you get
tired.
A button. If you do both, you get both. We will also have koozies for sale also.
Yeah, these motherfuckers got koozies before us. We're slacking.
Are you using them tonight? No.
Yeah.
No, because they're waiting for them to get made still.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the dude just sent me like the trial mock-up that he did. And he's like, this is what they look like, just not in these colors. I just put some scrap fabric together.
But you gave him a go?
Yeah, nice. Yeah, nice. And we're going to have, me and Rick, just the two of us are going to have Pride shirts, so it's our logo with the fucking rainbow flag behind it.
That's sick, man.
And also, we have shirts that you can order, so if anybody ever wants a shirt, fucking hit us up. We can get shirts made and hoodies and shit, so we're going to have it with just our logo, and then one that's going to be, say, Wide Range of Conversations in, like, a death metal fucking font.
Yeah, yeah. So I did see that mock-up.
Yeah,
I like that a lot, man. I like that a lot.
Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother. Brother.
This is how I'm going to talk at Pride the whole time. Oh, hell yeah. You like the dick, too? Come on down to see us at Pride. Even if you don't, you're welcome.
You need a fucking pair of aviators at Pride for that talk.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe.
And a headband.
Wide a range of wet and willies. Come on down.
That's good.
Know the company I keep if my octave goes down or up?
That's a thing. Who shows? Oh, yeah.
Like, hey, girl, what's going on? Oh, hey, bro, what's happening?
Nice. Based off of who walks up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's over here code switching. And
I was
shit.
Just about to say, you got to sell that merch.
I can do whatever I need to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I used to be very flexible.
Yep.
Used to.
So, what reality TV show would you guys be on if you were on a reality TV show?
Wow.
What the fuck?
Hoochie Daddies?
Oh, okay. Shit.
Hell yeah. No. Listen, I'm going to be that guy that breathes really loud in the background for Hoochie Daddies.
So one of their camera dudes, like, on this new season, their second season that they just had just ended, which we also fucking got an intro done by one of the cast members and shit.
Hell yeah.
Because we're going to be best friends with
Big Montana,
her.
Right?
Money Montana.
Yeah.
But, like, they'd be in a shot. You're watching somebody, like, just having a conversation, and you hear... And I'm like...
That's me.
And at first, because we usually watch it on Discord, I'm like, damn, is this man just breathing heavy? Whatever. I'm like, I'm not gonna say nothing. And
Discord
then,
blocks breathing out.
And I'm like... Like, I'm just not going to say nothing. Maybe Rick's just fucking eating something, or I don't know what the fuck's happening. And yeah. And then it happened again, and I'm like, hey, do you hear this motherfucker breathing? He's like, yeah, I heard it before. I'm like, psh, I thought that was you. And he's like, psh, I thought that was you just fucking. I'm like, bro, I know I'm fat, but fuck, I'm not just fucking sitting here just fucking huffing. There was some dude that came through my work the other day. God damn. Every step he took. And I'm like, fucking please don't pass out in my store. I do not know any of the legal shit to happen if you fall out.
Like, my CPR license expired years ago, man. I ain't doing shit.
I think it's 8 years for me. I used to be CPR certified.
Yeah, I used to be too, but my shit was only like 2 years long. And then once it expired, they were like, do you want to renew it? I'm like, fuck no. I don't want
to
be in
charge. Do I have to take the test again? Yeah, fuck that. Yeah,
I don't even know if you can CPR that, dude. You'd have to do a fucking swanton bomb off the desk. Just fucking trying to hit that man's heart. Just fucking... God damn, man. Yeah, it was fucking scary.
You gotta get on top of the desk and fucking yee.
I'd have done the whole Jeff Hardy pose and I just fucking done it. Smack. I hope this is on the cameras because I'm putting this shit on the internet.
Hell yeah.
Saved a dude's life by whooping his ass.
That's awesome.
That is crazy. So you'd be on Hoochie Daddies or what?
I would be on Hoochie Daddies, but...
Reality I think I would do like a fucking man versus food thing.
You think
oh,
so?
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Yeah. With the cooking and all that, mm-hmm. the critiquing the shit. Yeah. That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Or like kind of how actually Bronson has his Fuck That's Delicious show where he like goes around and like tries different restaurants, but then you also get clips of him like in the studio fucking working and shit, doing music shit. So probably something like that.
Hell yeah. So just fucking tearing up good food and making music. That shit. Yeah. I do like that show, though. I remember when it first came out. That was a couple years. That was a while back, actually.
It's back. He had a whole thing with Vice where he had gotten a legal battle, but he won the name and he's got it back.
Nice.
So he's got his own shit on YouTube. So.
Good. That's hype.
Yeah, I've been fucking putting Rick through that shit when we hang out on Discord. I like throw it on. He'll be like, fuck, I'm hungry as shit, man.
Oh, dude. Dude. Guy loves some wings, though.
Oh, yeah.
He done fucks up
what
some
was-
wings.
What was the fucking other shit that we were watching? We're planning on going to Chicago at the end of fucking October. So I was looking up fucking...
Giordano's.
That was in one of the
gotta
videos
go
that
to
we
Giordano's.
Watched. I've never been to Chicago.
Dude, it's my it's the best pizza in the world, man.
And
it's so good.
Go to Giordano's.
Found
so
a fucking
good.
Video about Chicago dogs where they go to like these four or five different places for so Chicago good. Dogs and like the hot Italian beef sandwiches that you fucking dip in the...
Dip in the...
The
yeah.
fucking Rajagul fucking dip.
Rajagul.
Well, what's the chocolate shake after 2 p.m.?
Oh, there's some place called the Wiener Circle, and it's apparently like a late night spot after bars and shit. And if you go there like after 2 a.m. and ask for a chocolate shake, the black ladies that are making your food for $20, they take all their shirts off and they do it topless.
Oh, no.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Big ass black women. So that's what I call it, a fucking chocolate shake. And they'll put together your food fucking topless and shit. And
allegedly,
I had to Google it because they talk about it in the fucking a titty in the fryer. Oh, my nipple, girl, shit.
That's a hot tamale.
Leave it there. Yeah. My man's gonna love me later.
I wouldn't hate it.
I wouldn't. Damn, girl, you taste like fried chicken. I knew I'd never leave that pussy.
Pooty tang. Every time.
I think I'd be on The Circle.
Oh, I
people
watched
keep
one
telling
season.
Me,
of
I like
that.
What?
People
the
tell
circle,
me I need to
the
watch
show,
that.
The first season
so you
you'd
get
love
locked
it.
In an apartment And your only interaction is through social media. But it's just social media. It's like a closed circuit with the other people in the apartment building.
You can fake who you are.
And you can, like, catfish people. You can play somebody completely different if you want to. And you kind of play the game and gain relationships and, like, learn about everybody else. And then you rank each other. And then whoever's the top has to vote somebody out of the apartment building.
Do you ever see each other?
No, not until the very end.
I would fully be like, I'm a fucking zillionaire from Dubai. Yeah. And just fucking, right? They never have to hear me or nothing. I'd fake the fuck out of
that. Yeah, they never, nope, it's only through texts and emojis.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What is this on?
Netflix. It's called The Circle, yeah.
Okay.
Our friend Caleb is really big into 90 Day Fiancé. They want me to watch that, too.
Tiffany watches that,
What the fuck is that?
You meet somebody and you have to marry them in 90 days.
Yep. Fuck that.
I would think like Big Brother or something like that, but I wouldn't last more than a day. I'd fail the first round.
I don't understand.
I'm not pretty enough to be on that show.
Yeah, I don't understand Big Brother because half the time it's just like, this is a game, man. This is this. You know, we have to play the game. It's Big Brother and play the game. And the next scene, it's just them shirtless going, hey. Yeah. I'm playing the game.
Right. No.
This is the game?
It's a lot of fake like relationships. Like you have to play the game. You have to be friends with everybody, but if you have like someone really loyal, you're like, all right, we're gonna get all these fuckers out. And then you form like alliances and shit.
I know where Spencer's gonna end up. His reality show is gonna be Behind the Music.
What?
And VHS?
VH1.
VH1, sorry.
Same thing.
Stupid. I don't know.
No, you're too young.
You don't know Behind the Music, bro? Oh.
It's when.
Generational gas.
Yeah, it's where they talk about all the musicians and what happened to them and why they went crazy or started doing drugs and shit and where they are now. So,
it's going up my nose.
Yeah.
You know that call on the set? It's like that, but it was a weekly show.
Quiet on set was atrocious.
I didn't watch the last episode. I didn't know it was a fifth episode out.
I think it's just a reunion thingy.
Kind of. Nah, I'm out.
Is it just a reunion thingy?
Uh-huh.
Have you seen it?
I'm going through it. No.
Oh. It looked like it was just a reunion thingy. Like, how do you feel after this came out? I'm still upset.
Well, this has really brought up all of my demons.
Yeah, I was just about
to stare him straight in the face, and I went, you know, I thought about killing myself, but fuck it, I feel better now. How do you think these motherfuckers feel? Like, people ask those questions. Don't.
Yeah. I'm getting interviews about fucking getting my pee-pee touched. I feel great.
Quiet on set's fucked up, man. Fuck a Dan.
I can't.
Somebody would touch my pee-pee.
Call Dan. 1-800-DAN-SCHNEID.
I think you're a little too old for him, though.
I just shaved my face. I'll look young.
Please don't. Again, please. That was fucking terrifying.
I know. I look like Peter Griffin.
Ow! I held kettle corn and then shoved the mic in my mouth.
You sure you didn't hit my vape, bro?
That's brilliant.
I am hungry as fuck,
thanks,
dude.
Thank you to Susan, and I want that kettle corn. Yeah. Taking out teeth. One mic at a time.
Where's that at?
Put him on the spot.
Yeah, they have a residency at SVSU for the sports and stuff, and then
So I have to go to a fucking SVSU game to get this shit?
Yeah, or they are around. They go around. If you visit iwantthatkettlecorn.com and you can find out, or their Facebook page and everything, you can find out where they're at.
Is this like geocaching but with fucking popcorn?
No, they're on Instagram and Facebook. Yeah.
What? Do you guys ever know what Random Nautica was? Do you remember when that was a thing? Anybody here?
Nautica the brand?
Random Nautica?
No.
What is that?
So it's like people who would put up like adventures online. You download a thing and then it would take them to like
the geocaching
kind of, but it was like you go to this like part of the woods and you have to go do this and this, and it leads you to a treasure, but people would whole ass find bodies and shit doing it.
No, I don't remember that. That's fucking crazy.
Is that app still out?
He's like, I'm going camping next week. I want to find something.
Hang on, I'm putting down my dick again.
No, the geocaching shit though, I had a manager at fucking Valvoline that like did that shit on Essexville. The sign there had like some wooden shit around it, and she put like coupons and whatever the fuck in there. I'm like, that's dumb. I'd be pissed if I found that shit when I used to go geocaching. Fuck, I could hear myself fine, or is it just because of the headset?
Just because of the headset.
Oh, well, fuck. You know, I've been doing it the whole damn time?
Yeah.
Nobody tell me nothing?
No.
Just going to let a brown person fail just like life, I see. So this is what happens, people, when the white man takes over and lets a brown man talk and can't fucking hear shit. So I'm going to stand up and be like Rage Against the Machine.
Fuck yeah. Dude. I'm glad you brought Denim up. Oh, my God. I've been banging on them this week.
It's a real thing.
I've been banging on them. I've been banging on them, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and then I've been really getting into Billy Strings. And you as a music man should fucking listen to Billy Strings because you might not like the genre, but you would know what? Damn well he's a good musician.
What is it?
I know it's bluegrass.
Okay.
But I know damn well you know what good musicians are because you send me fucking crazy ass
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I'm sorry
you
about that.
No, no. Stop being a... Because even if I don't answer,
I like
it goes immediately to my Spotify.
Uh-huh.
So I have an Eric suggested page.
Oh, word. Okay.
And I'll listen to that shit, and it'll go from death metal to... Fucking international. Hold on. This is my favorite fucking song right now. It pisses me off.
You better adjust my levels later, fucking Eddie. So it can be heard.
Yeah.
I'll be like, hey, Breed. I will be.
Is it
International Players Anthem?
Oh, yeah. Have you never heard that before?
No, not before you sent it to me.
What?
That shit bangs on the way to work and on the way home every day.
Yeah.
Every day. Sometimes twice in a row because it's so good.
I can't believe you've never heard that.
I see every girl I see around. Mm, God damn it. It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah, I'll have to
but
check
the one,
it out.
No, the one that you sent me, though, because it has like that whole ass minute intro without the beat, and then when the beat kicks in,
dude, the
chair is literally banging back like in my chair. Like I literally rock back, and then I come back up to drive. It's so stupid.
Well, the intro has a home dude from Outkast in it.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm.
Andre 3000.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Outkast. Yeah, he's in like that whole song.
Yeah.
It's so good. So good.
Like the whitest fucking song you can think of.
I know, yep.
And then
what about Bombs Over Baghdad?
Yeah, Bombs Over Baghdad is fun.
No, but International Players
I like the way you move.
Oh my God, that's so good.
Yeah, I apologize for adding you to that. Boom. Where I'm like, I'm going to do a disclaimer. I'm like, you're about to get a bunch of random music at random times. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he said that. And I said, no, bring it on. So it's just our texting chain is me not replying and just a shit ton of music from him. So when I don't have anything to listen to, I go to that. I scroll super fast and I click down and that's the song I got to listen to.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. Yep. But International, that's playing every day. I like that.
Well.
It's a good one.
I'm getting pretty thirsty.
Again?
Yeah. Time for Beer of the Week.
Beer.
I'd have a beer.
Beer of the week.
You don't know what you're doing.
No, yeah. That's why everything's awful most of the time.
No, it's not. You do a wonderful job.
No.
I was going to say, listen, we figured out.
Gas him up. You need to gas him up because you tore him
we
down.
Figured out electrical work at my house, for Christ's sake, so we can do anything.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. I went and
helped.
I went and helped Ricky change the light switch in his GFCI plug in his bathroom last week.
GFCI?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it's...
I just use this fucking smart-ass term and don't expect somebody to ask me what the fuck it means.
I'm going to start doing that with weed.
I'm going to start doing that. Yo, this weed's got that fucking GFI THC with that extra whoop-whoop. You know what I'm saying, bro?
You know about
THC-V?
It's got the AFI. THC-V is a super sativa.
It's because anything around water has to have that plug because it has a natural breaker in it. So it's the ones that have the little red test buttons. Yeah, those plugs.
That's really funny that you gave him time to think about it, and then he came up with it, didn't it?
He Googled it real fast.
No.
I can't hear myself anymore.
Isn't that weird how that happens?
Yeah.
No.
Is it? Am I still getting like...
Oh, yeah, I can hear you great.
Okay, good.
Oh, same situation.
Oh, I've been tweaking the wrong level the whole time.
Oh, nice.
Great. Sorry. Yeah, there we go. Okay. So, Beer of the Week is Prince of Barkness. From Transient Artisan Ales. It is an imperial stout with maple, vanilla, cinnamon, coffee, aged in Weller whiskey barrels. 14.5% ABV.
So, thanks, Eddie. This beer sounds
it's
so good.
It's a $30 bottle of beer.
Awesome.
For one bottle.
God damn.
I hope you're fucking shit-faced off of the one.
You do get... No, it's really about...
I know how much this cost me, bro. $1.25.
You do be pulling
$1.
Up.
$1.25.
So, does anybody know why they cheers drinks?
No. This is beer trivia beforehand. All right.
See, I looked something up knowing I was going to be on the show.
We got it. Well, here, let's try this, and then we'll get back and let you do beer trivia. All right.
Everybody,
Prince of Darkness.
Let's do what we don't know what to do about.
Prost.
Cheers.
Jeff Probst.
This one's fucking terrible.
Oh, that's really fucking good.
That's great.
Oh, my God.
I love that.
That's amazing.
I love that.
That is so good.
Oh, my gosh. The aftertaste with the maple syrup is so fucking good.
Holy shit.
Yeah, this is my favorite thing that you've given me.
Holy
so far.
Shit.
Oh!
We reached a new level. Out of five. Yeah, out of five, you can do quarters. What are you giving it?
Out of five?
Out of five, you can do quarters.
That's a 4.75 probably.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm giving it a 5 out of 5. That's
30 bucks
amazing.
For sure. That's crazy, but I would drink
I think I'm with Ricky on this one. I'm going to give it a 4.75. That's really good.
Oh, I that's really good. That fucking natty daddy.
Oh, not Rick's cup of tea.
No. Eric? Well,
yeah, that's
Eric.
What I said. Rick. E-Rick.
Okay. Well, that, when you have a Rick,
and
you,
an
can't,
E-Rick?
You can't call Eric.
I know. I'm sorry.
Stop shortening shit. Stop. Fucking Alzheimer's. Stop trying to get there faster.
Then he's just going to start calling me Ick at this point. Shit.
Yeah.
Ick. Never mind.
Yeah, I give it a 5 out of 5. Thank you so much to Ideal Party Store. You can find it on Johnson or on Salisbury.
You really don't like that? You don't enjoy that? Or is it getting better with the more you
drink? I'm not a huge coffee, like just the taste of coffee kind of fan. Okay, like right. I don't like Guinness. Like
oh,
I'm
that's
not.
That's fair.
So that's what's killing me is the fucking coffee taste.
Yeah. But the maple syrup aftertaste ain't bad.
No, that's fine. Yeah, it's the fucking coffee taste.
Lick your lips.
Why? Do you want me to look you dead in the eyes when I do it, or what am I doing?
It'll only be amazing. It'll only be a treat for me. But no, it's got the coffee flavor on the lips, or not the coffee flavor, the maple syrup on the lips. That's a really good beer. Damn, you must have enjoyed it. Or you just wanted to get through it.
That was good.
Powering through, man.
Atta boy, though. You ain't leaving a fucking empty dish.
We're spilling. We got spills.
Sometimes you just gotta close your eyes and power through.
Yeah. I had to do that a lot when I was growing up with dry chicken. My mom routinely cooks chicken in the oven, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you know how that goes. So it was like you'd get those little chicken tenders, and she'd put two on your plate, and you're like, fuck. That's like two whole fucking, you shove it in your mouth like a fucking pancake, you know? Like it folds. It's like you're chewing on dust and you're like, you go through two glasses of milk. Yeah.
Milk?
Yeah.
I was a kid. I had to get them bones healthy.
Dude, some people, that always throws me off in movies when people are fucking eating dinner and they have a glass of milk.
That's like, crazy. Who just has a glass of milk?
Like the whole family sits down with dinner and milk.
Still?
Can you still have dairy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The whole time I've lived outside of this house, I've never owned a gallon or a pint of milk. And it disturbs me for one reason is because Robin keeps the cereal stocked, but she grew up eating it as a snack. I was like, no, what you do is you sit down with the box. It. When you pull the box out of the pantry, you finish that fucker.
Yeah.
You get down, you put the gallon of milk, a huge ass fucking bowl in the box, and you eat that bitch all the way down.
Well,
doesn't matter if it takes
you
four bowls or five.
You got too much milk, so you got to put more cereal. Well, now I have too much cereal, I got to put more milk. Well, now I got too much milk, I need more cereal. Oh, fuck, the box is gone.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if we've had this discussion here before, but what is your guys' favorite cereal?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Captain Crunch.
Waffle Crisp.
Oh, shit, okay.
Taking it way back. I haven't seen it in forever, and I was up north, around the Tawas area, around there. And I pulled into this crazy gas station. It was like a mile long. I swear to God, it was like super skinny. Went all the way to the back. They had one box of Waffle Crisp. I said, yep, fuck it. $7 I paid for that.
Did you check the date on the box?
I don't care. It was Waffle Crisp. I could have dug it up from their fucking backyard. I'd have been like, how much? I tore that bitch up before we even got home.
Spencer, you said it was Waffle Crisp?
Crisp.
Waffle Christ, Crisp. Start your day off the holy way with Waffle Crisp?
No, it was Waffle Crisp, and that shit is
Christ checks.
Fantastic.
That's how they're gonna. The Catholic Church is gonna try and get kids to come back to them.
Yeah, it's the communion. They just hold the Waffle Crisp
in the shape of crosses. Yeah.
You could make that waffle a cross.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, if you fucking just did that. Chew on the side.
The fucking priest is up there nibbling away at it.
Listen, we don't touch little kids anymore. Look, there's Waffle Crisp. It's a thing.
Yeah, call me up, dude. I'd be there. What's your favorite thing about church? Waffle Crisp, motherfucker.
Hey, the coffee and donuts was the only thing I went to church for when we would have it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I would go and be like, is this coffee and donuts Sunday? And I'll be like, motherfucker, Jesus, you let me down.
I got asked to go to the super fucking lit-ass church. I forget what it's called anyway. But
Marcus's church?
Yes, Marcus's church.
Oh, yeah.
So I got called. It's actually like a rock show the entire time. It's really cool. Not even close. Something out there. It's going out.
White people?
Huh? It's a bunch.
Okay.
It's a mixture.
Well, I only ask because I've been to a black church before when I lived in Georgia, and that shit was lit.
Cool. Yeah, it's basically that same feel. Like, you never sit down. You're just listening to cool-ass music, and he talks, and the Marco is the pastor, but there was this dude like ripping a fucking sick piano solo behind him while he gave this speech, and I was like, I don't care what it's about, this shit has fired me up. Right. I could have ran through a brick wall. He talked about Radiant Church. Yeah. Yeah, he talked about Lucky's Bread. He goes, who loves Lucky's Bread? First hand up was me. I was like, I love that shit, because you can. He goes, I want you guys to shout whatever you feel. So as soon as he said that, I was like, I love that shit. And he goes, yes, that's how I feel about God. And I said, Lucky's Bread, God.
Yeah, I get it. Is Lucky's Bread?
It was Lucky Bread.
Lucky's? Like Lucky's, the steakhouse?
Lucky's Steakhouse. The free French bread they give you. The baguette.
The best priced item on their menu, free bread they bring out.
I can't even remember the last time. I tried to take my wife
that
there for
so gooey, dude.
For fucking Mother's Day. And I'm like, yo, if I go late, maybe they won't be busy. Fuck no. We went there at 7:30. That shit was still a 40-minute wait. And I'm like, all right. Well, I saw they had a steak fucking thing at Grandpa Tony's. And she's like, all right. Man, fuck. Grandpa Tony slaps. Fuck
dude,
you.
Dude,
that's Tiffany's favorite place.
Yeah,
Tiffany
loves Grandpa Tony's. Have you ever ordered takeout from Grandpa Tony's?
Yeah.
Get the fries, dude. They put them in a supersized mug. Dude.
Yeah.
I'll just get the fries. I don't care.
You
got to
do
shit.
Fries and gravy, bro.
Fuck?
Order fries and gravy. You get fries and a side of fucking gravy, and you just dip the fries in their
fucking.
Those
fries are thick.
You just dip the fries in the fucking gravy, bro.
How do you do your fries? You like more potato, right? You like that thick potato in them?
It depends.
Like a steak fry or?
Oh, steak fries are my favorite.
Yeah, steak fries are good.
Waffle fries are good. I don't like the skinny shoestrings.
I really like the beaver tail shit.
Oh,
chips.
The wood chips.
Wood chips at Beavers,
I mean, I like the McDonald's style if I'm
wood chips?
Dipping them in shit.
Yeah, but you ain't taking one at a time. I know that.
Oh, no, that's
a
whole pitch.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't like the shoestrings. With the steaks, you can just do one, and you get that whole potato in there. You know?
Yeah.
Whole potato. Yeah.
Whole potato.
I miss the fucking half-pound beefy potato burrito at Taco Bell. We were talking about that shit.
I love
like,
the potato
shit
burrito.
That Taco Bell's had,
I miss
gone
their
away.
Fucking... Whatever,
lava
XL,
menu
is
the best.
Fucking steak burrito that didn't have the fucking diarrhea.
Oh, the
on
quesarito?
Top. Yeah. No, the quesarito? Steak burrito when they had the actual steak burrito combo that you could get.
Oh, yeah.
And whatever. But now they have the grilled cheese steak burrito, but I don't want all that fucking diarrhea shit on top.
Yeah,
I love the grilled cheese steak burrito, though. It is good. But if you took it, then fucking get on the app. You guys can
that's
customize
what he was saying.
The fuck
that's
out
what,
of Taco Bell.
That's what Spencer, not this Spencer, but Spencer at my work, Spencer was saying. He's like, get on the Taco Bell app.
Yeah,
he goes, you can build whatever you want.
Yep. Yeah.
He's like, it probably be $10 for a burrito. He's like, but you can make whatever you want.
You get the you get the expensive shit. You click on it, like the grilled cheese burrito. You get that, and then you minus the cheese, so you're paying the grilled cheese steak burrito price, but you get what you want.
Have you had their new cheese and shit?
Yep.
Did you? Do you have both of them or just one?
I just had the one. I want the burrito. I've only had the crunch wrap.
Dennis,
no,
was
it's
real
it's not a there's not it's not a burrito. It's supposed to be a tostada, but instead of the
instead of the
tortilla meat and cheese
instead of the hard shell,
it's the cheese thing, which isn't bad. I didn't like the crunch wrap thing, but I also did it on the app when it was like before it
me
came
too.
Out.
I got the early release,
and I went home and ate it, and I'm like. These motherfuckers either didn't put the fucking cheese in on it because they didn't have it, or I'm just like not fucking.
You know what I did to mine?
Whatsoever.
You know what
I
did to mine?
High.
No, I actually wasn't. So it was like right after work.
I put potatoes and steak in there. I forgot to take out the beef, but it was still pretty good. So I had beef, steak, and potatoes added in to the cheese at Kate. That bitch came out that thick, and I was like, yuck. And I was at work, so I ate that thing, and I went back, and they're like, we're going to tear down like 3 pallets. And I go, no, I'm the boss. You can tear down 3 pallets. I'm going to sit here and fucking hate my life for 3 hours. Like, I ate a fucking Crunchwrap that big.
Moe's has, like, their own version of Crunchwrap.
Moe's?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I should try it. We go there
a lot. I like Moe's.
I get the burrito, with just beef burrito, queso, and... black beans,
the home
seasoned
is really
rice,
good. The home
and
wrecker there.
Cheese, that's it.
Okay. I like the home wrecker burrito there.
Yeah, that people have said that's very good.
Well, it's basically everything. They just walk down and put everything in there.
Pinch you guys hit up the new Chipotle already?
Nope.
No, I don't. No? I don't fuck Chipotle.
I got Qdoba.
Huh?
You don't fuck with Chipotle?
I don't like Chipotle.
Why?
Because every time I've gone there has been the worst experience, and it tastes bad, and it hurts, and it's just not fun.
I got Qdoba at the top. Most slightly below it, and then Chipotle all the way at the bottom.
No, Qdoba's at the bottom.
Doba's is fire. And they know how to roll a fucking burrito. You get Chipotle and that shit unfolds as soon as you get
out. I mean, you gotta catch the crew. It's a bunch of black dudes. They don't roll all that shit.
I'd be like, hey, I'd be like, put it down like you do your blunts, brother. Yeah. He's up here.
There was fucking one video I saw. The people have been fucking deep frying Chipotle burritos. Have you seen that?
No.
They fucking get a Chipotle burrito, fucking deep fry it, and then like put it, like cover it in like cinnamon? Spicy fucking Cheeto dust. Like the Flamin' Hot Cheeto dust.
Oh, now
shit,
that might be pretty good.
Just roll it in that fucking shit and eat it. I'm like, damn, if I had the time and the heart power.
I was just about to say,
that's just if a chimichanga I'd wake up at that point.
What?
It's a chimichanga at that point, right?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Chimichanga.
Now I kind of want some Flamin' Hot fucking Cheetos.
Now I want a chimichanga.
You don't like those? Earlier. You don't like those?
Yeah? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. You were saying that.
I like a lot of things still, but my stomach Sombrero. Says, no, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the owner there was cool. He was like, we were also the only people in the restaurant, so he was like standing out front.
Why has that Chipotle not been busy? I thought it would be wrecked. I was like, I'll stop there in 3 months. That's what my plan was, but it hasn't been busy at all.
Oh,
well, their DoorDash shit's fucking weird, too. Or not DoorDash, but if you do the online order, there's like an actual fucking drive-through that you have to like. Normally, I would go in the Saginaw one. You go in, look for your bag, and fucking leave.
Yeah.
This one, it's like, take this lane. And I'm like, where the fuck am I going? And I'm like, all the way around the building. And then I'm sitting there, and the dude's just fucking working and doesn't even acknowledge me. He's just looking forward. And I'm like sitting there looking out my window like, hey, yo, nigga, I'm right here. What's up? And like, finally he turns and he's like, name? I'm like, Eric. He's my shit. I'm like, okay, cool. This was weird. And then move forward.
We completely skipped over. Rick has beer trivia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Beer trivia.
Holy shit. Cheers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The reason why they cheers before, I saw a video on it. So, back in the day, and I don't know what day this is. This could have been forever ago, for all I know. They would clink glasses hard enough so that way, if it was poisoned, they would get into each other's cup.
That's genius.
That's how you know that you're safe to be around,
interesting.
Basically.
I like
say
it.
Bring that back now.
Right.
Yeah. Really.
Well, you guys would already be dead because we still have beer and you guys are gone. So.
Oh yeah.
We're just waiting at this point.
Don't threaten us with a good time.
Right.
Oh, stop.
You gotta get rid of two big men, sir. And again, that's gonna be a lot of work for you.
Again, audience, it is men's mental health awareness. Just ask your brother how it's going. No, I really enjoy you guys. You were a fun time. But Chipotle, my colonoscopy is coming up, so I'm going to get it like a day before or something. I was joking.
Oh, because
it cleans me out. No. you were excited. You were like, damn.
I've been through it already once. Like, it's a whole thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
You did go through it?
Yeah.
Did you have to drink that juice or did you take a pill? Because sometimes they shove a pill up your ass and you shit it right away.
He's just fucking
PTSD broke. Right there.
Sorry.
No, so they give you this thing.
You could have drinking a glass of milk would have done the same thing to you, wouldn't it?
No, because that just makes you up. Like, it'll bloat you up and make you feel like shit at the same time.
So that doesn't make you shit. You just get upset.
Correct.
Okay.
So have you ever, the juice thing they give you is like the worst Gatorade you're ever going to have. And then it just makes you diarrhea for like 3 hours.
Ooh. That sucks.
Yeah.
And it's just like a thick, clear juice. It's really
I weird. Almost threw it up three times. Think of like, okay, you ever have like tussin and shit like that when you're sick, juice. You know, when it just kind of coats your throat? That, but thicker.
Yeah. I want to be done. I can't like fucking talk about that anymore. That's gross.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to Brussels, Belgium. They must have talked to their friends and everything because those numbers shot way up. We are
really?
Getting very popular in Belgium.
Oh, that's
and Germany.
Tight.
Germany climbed up. So,
hello, my
friends.
What's going on?
Yeah.
White people.
Jawohl. Right?
Now that we're on here, that's it. They're going away.
Yeah, they're like, they're so funny.
Das gay and are Mexican?
Are we going to Brussels to tour?
I know, right? That'd be fun.
They would
be
let
good.
You buy, I fly.
All right, fair
Where
enough.
Where the fuck is Brussels?
What are
you
in
Belgium?
About? Belgium.
Oh, yeah.
Europe.
I think didn't we get in the discussion of waffles after the last time?
Maybe. Oh, the Belgium waffles. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, I wanted to give a shout out to those. I haven't said to, you know, and San Jose is still stuck
hey,
with
oh,
us.
Hey, oh, good.
Hell
good,
yeah.
Good, good,
yeah,
good, good,
stuff,
good, 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 good.
Thanks.
Good.
Thanks for keeping it up.
BEA. Beautiful.
I don't see any of these analytics anymore, so I'm just like, you have X amount of listeners per episode. I'm like, dope.
Yeah, I don't look that far into it.
No.
I guess I could, but I really don't.
My favorite thing is Eddie never tells me. So this is the first time I'm hearing it. So excited. Hi, Brussels. How you doing? No, I'm kidding.
Hi, Brussels. If you don't hate crime, we'll come hang out.
Attaboy. Fucking, what's our beer of the week? No, what's our fucking beer trivia?
Was beer trivia.
We already did it.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you had another one.
This man, I swear, he hit my vape. He's fucking, I ain't trying to get high before the show, and he's fucking trying to shove his mic down his throat like a cock and fucking.
I was trying to eat kettle corn.
I know,
Eric.
But you used the wrong hand.
It does have a flared bass, so you're doing the right thing.
There you go. Gayest straight songs is what we have here for Pride Month.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know why, but I was watching some movie and.
If it's. I already know what the answer is.
No, what's his name? Oh, my God. Thong Song.
Cisco?
Cisco came out, and I was like...
That's not gay.
I know, but I thought about it at the time, and I was like, there's so much, like, overcompensation. I was like...
There's nothing. He just wants to see bitches and thongs. There's nothing gay about that whatsoever.
It's true. I have the correct answer, so I can go last.
But it's a straight song, but it's like the gayest song.
How?
I don't know. I was drunk when I wrote it down. That was my example.
He's just by himself partying, fucking, damn, this song's gay as fuck. I think he's overcompensating for the fact that he actually wants man buttholes and not these women's buttholes.
I don't know. But no, go
ahead. That would be the jockstrap song. Come on.
The jockstrap song? What's that?
It's not a real thing. Well, it probably is a real thing. I haven't looked it up. But I'm just saying.
There's that one country
gay
dude.
Men don't do thongs as much as they do jockstraps.
Oh, bouncing on my booty cheeks. Yeah. That is a funny-ass country song.
That shit came on when I worked fucking trimming plants because we just had Bluetooth going. Everybody's fucking trimming and that shit came on. Everybody paused and we're like, what the fuck is happening?
Because it starts out normal.
Yeah. Got me bouncing on my booty cheek. Yeah, shit's fucking wild.
Don't sue us, Jake Hill. Jake Hill.
Oh, is that his name?
Well, it's not his stage name for when he sings that song, but.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I thought of something else. So since this is going to be my first Pride Fest, I know I wrote it down later in the show, but we had talked about it in the beginning. But again, Saturday, June 22nd, we're going to be out.
Winona Park.
By the time you guys hear this, we've already been there.
No.
No.
We are from the future.
Next Saturday.
We can get into that crazy talk again if you want to.
Yeah. No, what should I expect? How do these things go? Because I've been to like fairs and festivals stuff. But
do you want to know the right answer to the gayest straight song?
Yeah.
That's right.
I thought it was a drug
show. Show just turns into the biggest ADD fest of all time.
It really is.
Are we done a beer? No, I'm just kidding.
We'll get to that. But first off, it's extreme more than words. It is the gayest straight song. It's two men singing guitar at each other.
Yeah.
It's about a woman, but it's two dudes looking longingly at each other the whole time while they're doing it.
I like it.
So Brooks and Dunn?
Which one's that?
What about Seal's
Eddie
Kiss
didn't even
by
fuck
the
Road?
Are
if
they
you
the ones
heard
that
me,
do
he
the
laughed.
Neon
I said,
light song?
He said two guys singing a song about a girl but looking longingly at each other, and I said, so Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah.
Which one's Brooks? Which one's Dunn?
Buns.
I don't know.
What?
Bunch. Save a horse, ride a cowboy?
That's pretty gay, too, yeah.
My Maria. Yeah.
Are they the ones that sing that, it was on TikTok for a hot second. It was a challenge.
Oh, was it Boots, Scoot, and Boogie?
Under the neon moon.
Yes.
Oh, okay. No, that is.
Neon moon is.
That is John.
Cash.
No.
John Cash. You ever,
no, it's
you
three,
ever hear him
call? Fuck. It's three words.
That's like Robert Plant being called Bob Plant. Bob Plant, yeah.
Oh my God!
What?
John Cash? That's
no,
so
it's
funny.
Not Johnny Cash. It's three words. What the fuck?
God, no, I don't think it's what the fuck, bro. Yeah.
Hang on,
bruv.
Bruv.
We're bringing bruv back.
No, we're not gonna do that.
Oh, never mind. I'm
What's
fucking stupid.
What's your problem with
bruv?
And we're also
Dunn.
Not gonna do the fucking less than sign and a three either for a heart. We're not doing that either.
Sorry. Wow. Yeah, that is Brooks and Dunn. My bad. Who the fuck am I thinking of then?
You salty there, bruv?
I am salty there, bruv. Bruva. Brother,
I think you could rock it honestly if you're just like brother.
Oh, I was thinking of John Michael Montgomery.
You gotta hit the strong V. What?
I was thinking of John Michael Montgomery, but that's not right. So
what the fuck is a John Michael and a Montgomery?
Neon Lights? Because I think
it's Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah, it is Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah.
So you
I'm
weren't
stupid.
Wrong.
Yeah, no.
Let Eddie take the L for this one. You were right.
Yeah.
Listen, it's a country song, and I don't know. Well, if it's 90s country, I know it. Everything else?
Give me the best 90s country song right now. Uh-huh. He knows it.
Don't break my heart, my achy, breaky heart.
It's definitely not that one.
It's definitely not. Has never been.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
What year did Austin by fucking...
Oh, Blake Shelton come out?
Yeah.
Well, I think it was around there. I think it might have been early 2000s.
You want to ever get drunk and cry to that song?
Yeah, I will.
I mean, have you ever?
No.
Oh, I suggest
But I'll do
that.
It with you.
Okay.
I just come sit in our house. We won't speak a word.
We keep talking about this. We're just going to have a jam session and hang out and just listen to music for like 2 hours.
I'd love to come hang in your studio, honestly. I really would.
It's just
get down to some music and then watch you mix. No, I love watching people mix.
It's literally like
songs,
six blocks away.
Yeah,
you
I know.
You just have to fucking wander down.
Yeah.
It's a trap home, though.
Yeah. I don't care. If I bring ingredients and you cook me good-ass food and then we go to the studio and just jam out for 6 hours, I'm down.
Oh, right on. Yeah. I mean, my studio is just my living room, but it all works.
It's the same deal.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to record an album in a basement.
Our
studio
is a bar.
Best music ever, so.
Yeah, our studio is a bar. So. Uh-huh. Yeah.
A bar.
The bar.
The bar.
Yeah.
Which, so, speaking of studios, you told me earlier, which I didn't know about, that our friend fucking Justin is going to be here soon.
Yeah. He's coming on next week.
Fucking Mr. Absolutely. Rugs and Garbage himself.
Justin. Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah. Yeah, he's he owns a pretty wild studio here. He's premier hip hop and rock and does everything.
He does fucking
media.
That.
Yeah, media promoter. This dude, he looks like Joe Triglio from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh my God, brilliant!
He looks like Charles. Yeah, and has that same type of energy and his like mannerisms and everything. He's fucking awesome. Him and Angela. D's. Yeah, I'm so excited.
Yeah, him and Eddie went song for song fucking at karaoke for my birthday, which you didn't come out to because you're out of state, but whatever.
It's very fair.
Yeah, he was in Minnesota.
I was Minnesota. In the old Minnesota. I was looking at Northern Lights, though, so that was cool.
Oh, I guess.
All right.
If you're into that sort of thing.
If you're into that
were
sort
you,
of thing.
Were you smoking Northern Lights while looking at the Northern Lights?
No, I smoked it before.
You got to do it during, right?
Which I brought this up on our last episode, but that was the first time I ever heard you sing, Eddie.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
What was your reaction?
I was like, oh, this nigga can sing for reals.
He wasn't just fucking around.
Yeah. I've known fucking Eddie since before my kid was born for like ever, and he's talked about being in musicals and shit, and I'm like, but I've never actually heard you sing. Yeah, and then he went up there, and I think I'll tell my story. My last call story will be the story about the song that you sang.
Okay.
Although it doesn't involve liquor.
That's a good one.
Because Rachel was fucking dying laughing when you put in that song when she came up to me. And then, but yeah. I was like, oh, okay. Okay, then. All right, sure.
He's out here gassing him up.
Well, here.
He's like, I don't know if he's confused or he's like,
Before we get to last call, we're almost there. I want to know, learn me something. What should I expect coming up here on Saturday?
You're going to see a lot of people and a lot of just wild shit, so come comfortable.
Okay.
So drink, or what do you mean?
They have drinks down there. Yeah, they sell drinks.
Yeah, I don't think they're just going to let us bring shit in. So,
what
basically,
start for
people from every walk of life.
Yeah.
Is that Pride?
Yeah,
that's kind of like the whole shtick is come as you are,
support each other.
Exactly. So you're going to see people of the furry community. I don't think there's going to be. I don't know. Actually, I don't know.
Rick
the last
furries.
I'm getting better at it. I am.
Furry phobic.
Am I going to talk to them if they come up to me? Probably not. But I'll be like, bro, I respect your drip, and please don't destroy my fucking computer with your thoughts.
What? Why?
Dude, furries are the biggest tech people in the entire world.
For real?
They have
are
so much
furry,
money.
Eddie?
I am furry, but I am not a furry.
I respect the fuck out of
you. You don't dress up like Bluey?
No.
Oh, that's upsetting.
That's very upsetting, man. My fucking nephew watches Bluey.
That's a thing. I'm telling you, people dressing up as Bluey.
It won't be like that, but there will be people. There's a lot of flags. Usually, everybody at flags.
Yeah, I can see why the accent gets them riled up. Will you fuck me?
Put it in me, sir. Just put it. Oh, just the tip.
Oh my god. I'm trying to learn something over here.
Me and Spencer
talking about fucking Furry Bluey.
You're shaming a national treasure.
Me and Spencer just ruin everything. This happened last time. We were having a side discussion while Eddie's talking about something. And Eddie's like, what? We're like, oh, nothing.
Yeah, true.
Why did you sound like Peppa Pig when you did that shit?
What are you talking about? Did I snort?
Oh, they're from
Peppa
Australia.
Pig doesn't understand.
Oh.
What?
Maybe because I
Peppa
am.
Peppa Pig. Are you Peppa Pig?
Could be.
You could pull off that. Dude, that should be your Halloween costume this
it
year.
It probably will be. I'm only going to one house, though.
The tramp house.
Show up to Rick's house as Peppa Pig.
You're going
to
hear three knocks and a snort, and you're going to go, no fucking way.
I don't know where you're going to get a dick that size, but... Peppa Pig's face is just a giant penis.
They sell pills, man.
I don't know.
Me and John went on that hunt last night about the midget with taking the world's biggest dildo. It turned into a serious thing.
Dude, yeah. It was crazy.
No, it wasn't. It was a fucking world star post or something I saw on Instagram. And it was like this one fucking midget chick that's like has made $10 million in the last year on OnlyFans. And like she's not bad looking. I'll fucking show you later. But anyway, she's like fucking 3 feet tall, and she fucking took a dick that was about 3 feet tall, and it was like a picture of her standing next to this dildo. And what was the one that he found? It was like 3 feet tall and 25 inches wide.
Oh my
like,
god.
Like, what?
Yeah.
She became Where a human shish kebab?
we were trying to find the video to see if it came out her mouth. Like, we were trying to figure out, like, what the fuck. But yeah, it was fucking, like, she broke, it was like a world record, and then she broke some other world record of, like, taking, like, the world record's, like, biggest dick. Like from an actual dude,
damn.
And she's just like a tiny person. She got,
you know those like little house trampolines that you can do that like the exercise.
Yeah,
so it'd be like a full size one to her, and she like bounces three times
and then just jumps on. That shit's probably so fucking blown out now. It just looks like wizard sleeves.
Yeah.
She can just fucking jump out of trees like a flying squirrel, just fucking woo, glide down and shit. After that, goddamn, I swear to God.
That's terrible. Wizard sleeve.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, man, but your Arby's beef roast sandwich is
fucking au jus dripping down. Green au jus. Fucking gonorrhea, motherfucker.
Is that guac, bitch? I did not order that. I did not order guac on this taco.
Why is it green?
She's the number three on Chipotle's meal. Number three on Chipotle's menu. Add guac, gonorrhea. Guac, gonorrhea, guac. Yeah.
You want a side of queso all over my asshole.
Oh. No.
Roll her up in a fucking burrito, call it Chipotle. That's gross.
My head hurts so much.
I didn't like the fact that I pictured her just jumping off a bar stool, just like with her crotch,
like fucking Mr. Slave. Jesus Christ, just fucking, yeah. Just wiggling down the motherfucker, like damn, bitch. He just drops.
She shakes and it goes like, down a couple inches.
We were all hanging out last night watching wrestling, and it turned into me and John just like, we need to find this fucking thing. And it was like a serious 20-minute hunt. we're finding every other fucking thing in the world. Like, we're not finding what I'm looking
you
for.
You know those sword swallowers?
Yeah.
And when they have to like wiggle to get it in more?
What was that hot dog thing that you said? And that's I said it was a waste of
time. Did I send you that?
Yeah, but
Home Dude
you
just like swallowed a foot-long hot dog and was just like kept talking.
You've never done that?
I mean,
you ever been to Costco?
Not for those reasons. No. But
is that what you do at Costco?
Is there like a weird back room at Costco? You're
not
going
to No, not a bit. They sell huge ass fucking hot dogs, and Robin will be shopping, and I'll just be like, no, I'm just kidding.
So he goes to the bathroom. He knocks on the stall with his foot three times. There's a hole. Okay.
Next thing you know, he's meeting a congressman.
We found the demon twig from the Congress right here. I didn't know you had him.
The demon twig?
Yeah.
What the fuck is a demon twig?
A demon twink?
Twink. Oh.
Twink.
Was that a thing that's like in the, what?
Yeah, you know, when those pictures got released and the.
Oh, it's more than that.
Wasn't it? Is it a video or is it
it's
just.
It's a whole video.
Oh,
of him,
shit.
Yeah.
What?
They're in the whole like Senate room or whatever the fuck. Go. Yeah.
What?
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, the whole. Shtick of it is this. So what happened was this guy found a senator or knew that he was fucking a senator off of the apps.
Oh,
okay.
And because something had happened and he wasn't like, I don't know what happened, what had transpired, but they filmed their interactions on the Senate floor and he released it on the internet because the guy pissed him off And they're like, haha, it's going to ruin your life. And I'm like, you're fucking a twink on the Senate floor. Like, you're going to be more ruined than this is, but.
He will? Than the Senate guy?
Oh, the Senate guy's going to be way worse is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah,
the Senate guy was like, oh, yeah, this is going to fuck his life up. And I'm like,
he's probably going to get paid.
He already has,
he's
going to
have people calling his ass. Yo, you the motherfucker that was fucking on the Senate floor? Let me get up in that shit.
Mm-hmm. If nothing else, this Saturday night just got filled.
Without a rubber.
Oh,
I like that comment. That was a good one.
I don't have anything written down for last call.
Me neither. But
nobody does.
I think it's about that time.
About that time for last call. Da ding, 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 da ding.
Last call for alcohol.
Oh. This evening, drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call for
so we have Spencer.
Are you fucking kidding me? I didn't even think about one.
Well, drink you're up first.
All right.
I need a piece of paper again. For mine, so.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do a bit. It's going to piss everybody off.
You want to go first?
Yeah, because I don't have any
I can go
last
first since
stories.
I brought up my story earlier about Eddie singing. So...
putting my deck down.
One time, I took a Simpson oil pill. I don't know if you were...
Rick Simpson oil.
If you know what those are.
But yours is Eric Simpson oil. Yeah, I have 14 syringes at my house. Of it.
Okay. That sounded bad.
Like, what the fuck? Yeah.
We're going to find fucking Spencer keeled over in a McDonald's bathroom
with
somewhere.
A belt wrapped anyway. Around his throat.
He's going to go full Hasselhoff.
And Narcon stuck in his leg, and he's still out of it.
Damn, I didn't fucking, think.
Oh, by the way, June is Mental Health Month. yeah. But no, I took one of those, and we were going to go to Chen's when Chen's used to be in the mall.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to take the shit, eat it. Yeah, I miss Chen's being here. And fucking crush and whatever. Pill never kicks in. Like, on the way home, fucking me and my wife get in an argument.
Yeah,
and she,
there
like,
it goes.
Yeah. So I'm like trying to make, I can't feel the car. I literally can't feel the car below me. I'm just like focusing on the road and she's fucking hollering. And then she goes, are you even paying attention to anything I'm saying? I'm like, no, not really. Cause that pill kicked in and I'm fucking high as draft pussy trying to figure out how the fuck we're getting like the rest of the way home here. And she's like, oh, so we get home and, have I talked about this before?
I think you talked about it on your show, but not on our show.
But so we get home. And she unleashes my kid on me. She's like, go attack your dad like you're a zombie.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, laying on the couch just fucking dying. And all of a sudden, he comes out of nowhere. And he's only like 5 years old at this time. And he's like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, stop. But then he doesn't stop. So then my high brain kicks in. I'm like, maybe this motherfucker's really a fucking zombie. And I'm like, yo. And I'm like holding him up. And he's coming at me with everything he can come at me with until she finally stops. Anyway, we were watching that fucking show that used to be on MTV that the Pentatonix came from.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And Home Dude started singing Somebody to Love.
Yeah.
And I was fucking so high, and the dude was killing it. I'm just like, oh, my God, just fucking crying.
You were going
like,
through it.
And I was like, he's killing. I'm laughing because I don't know why I'm crying, and the dude was fucking. So when you put that song in, she started.
Yeah,
that's why she started
love,
dying
yeah.
laughing. And then as soon as she started singing and got to it, she comes up to me. She's like, you all right, babe? I'm like, fuck you, bitch. I'm like, motherfucker. She still fucks with me about it. Every time that song comes on, she'll walk up and be like, are you okay? I'm like, psh. Man, if domestic violence was a fucking thing, if we want equality, I'm about to right hook the shit out of your ass. But yeah, it wasn't a fucking drunk thing, but that was the only thing I could think of on top of my head for fucking.
I liked it.
Yeah, that was a trip. But yeah, I was fucking. That's right up there with drinking a whole bag of fucking medicated Kool-Aid, which was 1,000 milligrams, and I fucking died all day. So yeah, it was the worst.
You got me at Chen's.
I said, oh, I sang, God, I want some Chen's.
I miss Chen's here.
Oh, my God. They bring out the crab legs on our ass, dude. I'd be like, y'all got crab legs?
He's grabbing the clack.
Bitch, I paid $12 for this buffet. I'm going to stay here all day if you keep on bringing them crab legs.
I used to do that shit with frog legs. There was over, is that Salzburg that's over there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oasis?
Where that, no, That's on Kosciuszko.
Same road. Yeah. Just different name.
No, not. It's when you go over the Double Hump Bridge and you keep going straight. Is that Salzburg?
Yeah.
And then it turns to the Bay Road. Yeah.
That whatever church that's right there on that road, the something church.
Oh, the Baptist church. Yeah.
That used to be a restaurant called Serendipities.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And like me and my family used to go there and they had fucking a buffet and shit. But like during Lent, when you're not supposed to be eating meat and whatever the fuck, they have frog legs, and we'd be sitting, or they would have crab legs, and me and my dad would be done eating, and my mom's still sitting there, fucking eating. I'm about to get my money's worth. Like fuck, I was ready to go like 30 minutes ago. Yeah, that shit. Yeah, I miss Jen's here for sure though. Sorry, that was a side ramble.
No, that was that. Yeah.
No, that night I sang Dream On. Aerosmith, and I had never done that before, and that it turned out pretty well. Yeah,
it worked out.
It was that was
our
shit.
Server was like, "When are you gonna come back and sing for me again?" You're like, "I have to drive all the way here," and she's like, "Where do you live?" And you're like, "Bay City." And she's like, "Motherfucker, I drive from Bay City too." She literally lives right off of Center.
Oh, really? She's Moxie. Like, yeah. She was cool.
AKA
as well.
Her real name is Georgia, but.
Georgia, the whole night.
Yeah, she moved here with my brother-in-law. From Vegas. That's
she's dating your brother-in-law?
Not anymore.
Oh, snap. Okay.
So you were like, bitch, don't play a game. You're like, I know your name. Motsy.
Well, they're supposed to be rude when we were there. And I think Justin
was.
You
guys had dicks or something?
Harry's.
Well,
it's Harry's.
It's called Hammered Harry's now. It used to be
Dick's Last Resort.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But they still keep the same.
I heard if
schtick.
You wear a hat there, they cut it though.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
Okay. Or but like a tie, they cut it.
When we went was when my wife was doing emceeing karaoke. And Eddie goes, "Where's Rachel?" I'm like, he hasn't seen her in like 10 years or so. I'm like, she's right up there. And he's like, "Oh, shit." Okay. He didn't even know the woman he's been talking to for the past 10 minutes is my fucking wife.
Yeah.
God damn.
Well, because her hair was very different and she lost a bunch of weight. And I haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah. Well, this shit was funny.
Every time I'd come over to your house, it was just you or you and Silas. Like, I just hadn't seen her in a long time.
Well, good.
Awesome. Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. I'm sorry I missed that. I apologize.
We're planning another one. We're planning, like, we want to go out another time and fucking, I'll just go and chill. Yeah. Home dudes from Crossfaded Sports came out.
Yeah.
They did axe throwing. I fucking went in the rage room and was busting up fucking bottles and shit.
That's tight. I didn't know they had a rage room there.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's. I don't remember how much it is for like 5 minutes, but five minutes is all you need.
Oh,
I was,
no shit.
Yeah, I was winning it. Like,
do they had a camera in there? Oh, so you could watch. Oh, I wish someone taped that, dude. I would have loved to see you bust ass some bottles of like fucking bottles. What else did they have in there? TVs or anything?
Well, you can pay for like what you smash.
Oh,
so like you go into a back room and like there's like they have a bunch of computer monitors and like you can pay like $127 to bust up this big ass fucking big screen like TV and shit. Yeah, like, they had a bunch of shit. It was a good time.
That's tight though. Yeah, that sounds so much. That sounds like
good
so
time.
Much fun. You just get a bat or whatever weapon you want.
It was a sledgehammer.
Oh, fuck. Because
there was like car doors and shit that were already in there.
Yeah.
And whatever. But I was just whipping empty fucking liquor bottles at the wall, which don't break as easy as I thought they would. Like,
was there a few times it didn't break?
Yeah, there was like I throw a fucking crown bottle, whip that bitch, it's like poof, tink, 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 come back.
Like,
oh shit, yeah.
Your rage.
But next time I'm gonna put in fucking earbuds and listen to fucking Limp Bizkit.
Oh yeah, you'll
be like, give me something to break. Fucking just start chucking that shit. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll get you there. Holy shit. No, that's tight. Eddie, no, Ricky, we got you next.
See, I don't drink, so. I've told you all my fun stories.
All right, you're done. Eddie. No, I'm just kidding.
No, don't fuck him like that.
I was joking.
Oh my during God. Pride Month?
I'm proud of you.
You say you're proud of you or proud of you?
Well, I am happy for you that
I do
you don't
have,
drink. Good for you.
Well, yeah, I do have a kind of a stupid story. So I'm gonna show you.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. I forgot I have to like look this thing, basically. I'm going to show you guys this, and you tell me what this is. If you had to pick what letter that is.
That's an asymptote.
If I had to pick what letter it is?
It's an asymptote where it
you already
constantly
know
gets closer to zero, but it never actually hits zero.
An asymptote?
He asked what letter it is.
What the fuck is an asymptote?
Yeah, an asymptote is a part of algebra, like calculus kind of.
He asked
what
letter it is.
Hooker, I failed that.
Sorry.
Let's go.
If I had to guess what letter it was, did you start and finish it?
Yep.
I'd say
that's
L.
A C.
L, right?
L.
L. Yeah.
Right?
He goes, it's a C. Oh, yeah. L. I'm sorry. L.
I had somebody at, I can't say where I work at, but was fighting with me that that's an N.
Well, I mean, maybe in Sanskrit, but not
thank you.
Is that an L? Now I have to take a picture of it.
Yeah, I already did.
Oh, did you? Okay. Yeah.
So, dead ass, they were like, that is an N. And I'm like, honey, that is not an N. So, I always think it's funny when, like, people don't understand, like, I have an actual, like, degree in writing. And people are like, you're wrong. And I'm like, I might be outjudged. I know more than you.
I just want to say that I read way too much into that because I was, like, trying to look at an angle. I thought you were trying to fuck
this bitch tried to tell me that's an N.
Yeah, that is an L, yeah.
Like, honey, that's not an in no I mean, world.
It's not a, at least it's not an ass and a tote or whatever the fuck that is.
Assum-tope.
Talking about reading too much into it, he went algebra on
her. Yeah. It sounds like a fucking paint color. Assum-tope.
Dory.
Tote. Sorry, tote.
So you can't say where you work, but like, was it something that she tried to get your ass on?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And it like would have like fucked you instead of her?
Yep. Well, both of us technically, but.
Oh, well.
Asymptote.
Let's see it.
What the fuck? You sure you're not a furry, dude?
Let me see it.
That kind of does look like an asymptote.
That's why I thought. I was like, that's an asymptote.
Where the fuck do you get your info? Like, where do you pull that out?
It's a line that continually approaches a given curve, but does not meet it at any finite distance.
I just want to let everybody know that he read that. He did not pull that out of his head.
No, I did. I read it. No, but I have been. I did get drunk and started studying some theoretical physics the other night. If you have time, look up Young's interference experiment. It's fucking wild.
And I mean this with all due respect. I'm not doing that, bitch.
I usually watch fucking Bashar videos. The dude that gets fucking, like, embodies a fucking alien that apparently is...
Shit like that makes me...
ship, like, 40...
No, stop
4,500 miles above our atmosphere with, like, three other ships.
Damn.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. That was wild.
I don't... Come on.
It's a trip.
I don't understand.
It's like, it gets 4, into that whole fucking, miles. That thing of where dimensions and shit, where he talks about when people pass on, they don't really—they're not like dying; they're just moving off to another dimension.
Well, because energy vibration. Is neither destroyed nor created.
Yeah, it goes into that whole thing. Yeah.
Go ahead.
We should bust it out. I should have downloaded that spirit box and just let it sit here.
Yeah, it's borderline super string theory, kind of what you're talking about.
Yeah. We almost. Do you know what a spirit box is?
No. You ever watch Ghost Adventures? No.
So it's It's a thing that like goes through radio frequencies and can pick up like ghosts talking
okay,
shit.
Yes, then
so
I know what like, spirit box is. Like,
yeah. Murdered. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You can get it as an app on your phone now. And there's a dude on TikTok that me and Rick follow that does that and goes to places and he uses it. Like he was somewhere and you literally hear something go, am I dead? I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, yeah, I'm sorry. You're like, you're passed on, blah, 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 blah. I got a fucking milk voice. But I was going to download it and turn it on while we were sitting here or like ask questions while we were here just to see what would happen. But
please
yeah,
we're going to do it for our show.
Yeah,
so.
We're going to do it for our show.
Do it then.
Okay, you can find out like your house is on an Indian burial ground or some crazy shit.
I'm asking as well. I doubt it. They thought Capone.
No, it's just going to be Jimmy Hoffa.
Was it Hoffa that they thought was buried here?
Yeah. They dug up a whole ass
backyard.
That's
all of Hamilton Street was an Indian burial ground. They moved
something happened on Hamilton
when
Street.
They started.
Something happened on building. Hamilton Street.
There's a haunting
yesterday.
On Hamilton Street.
Yeah.
Shout out Steve.
A couple of them.
Yeah. There's a whole documentary thing.
Oh, really?
Hey,
by the way, we found that house, me and John, actually. We drove out and we...
Did you watch it? Yeah.
I watch as much as I can, but Robin won't let me buy it. She don't like scary shit.
Oh, the Finn Road thing?
Yeah, so I gotta wait till she's out of the house and I'll buy it. But we went and looked at the house.
You just go in your trailer.
No, we literally
We're just living in a trailer now, nigga. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
We drove all
you
the way
the
to
campgrounds. You want some T-Mobile Wi-Fi? You know what you want?
Yeah, dude, I got an entertainment center. I got a flat screen TV in that bitch, man.
I got hotspots for
we
you,
we drove
bro,
all the way to Knight Road and I go, where the fuck is it? We came back and I was like, and we parked on the side of the road. We go, there it is. There it is. It's actually... pretty decent house.
Yeah.
They got a bone fucking room.
But no, I watched a 13-minute, like, they even brought the cops in. And
well,
they did that because
people were vandalizing their fucking cars.
Oh, okay.
Like, they're trying to hide some shit.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you have to watch the whole fucking
thing. Well, I just saw the cops part when they, like, walked in, and then they, like, ran out or whatever, and I was like, oh, I know that cop. Fuck that dude. Yeah. He's the one that busted me smoking pot. Like, I was
we
like,
just watched him do an investigation, because he has a haunted museum in Saginaw.
Oh,
wow. Where he has exhibits from all the houses that he's gone to, which one of the exhibits is the one in fucking Finn Road where he has bones from the fucking basement and shit.
Yeah.
And there's a whole haunted items wall, which is like haunted dolls and shit. And yeah, so we're thinking about going there.
Do you want to play a game?
Yeah.
Oh, here's my last call story. Halloween, 3 years ago, I went to the something mile. What is it, 7 Mile? No.
That beer got me fucking
It's the haunted house, and it's something mile, and it's down in Flint.
Yeah. I don't know what it's called,
Yeah, so I went there. I remember...
What?
I was just, like, fucking... I don't know what Eddie was doing. He's got, like, a suction bottle and shit that he's filling that with. I'm just like, wow.
But I went to a haunted house, but before we went there, it was me, Hayden, and his wife. Well, wife now, but wasn't a wife then. And, we were best friends, and we got high and got really drunk before we went in the parking lot. And we walked in, and it was all fun, and I was fucking with the dude that was running it. Do you want another one?
Yeah.
Okay. And we were fucking with the dude before we went in, and he was like, your safe word is acorn.
What was this?
It's the haunted house in Flint. It's like 2 Mile or something like that. It's something mile.
Exit 13.
Thank you. That's what it is.
I heard it's safe word. I missed the first part. I heard safe word.
No,
your safe word is acorn.
It was exit 13. That night, the safe word was
Euro
acorn.
Trip.
And literally, I wore my fucking Air Forces. Because I just
I've
had
been haunted in my Air Force One.
my white Air Forces, yeah. And when we first got in, some dude like drank from a bowl and spit at us. And it went
immediately.
It got on my shoe, and I was like, "You're fucking paying for that." And then my way of getting rid of fear is anger. I yell at them. I scare them. And then one dude came up to me, and I'm hammered, so I have a lot of confidence when I'm hammered. So I'm either one an asshole or really two, like, really friendly. You know, I'm an asshole until I'm friendly. Like that one dude when we went to Midland Street and he came in with the jersey.
I feel like it should be the other way around.
You know, like that.
I feel like you should be friendly until you need to be an asshole.
No.
He's like, an asshole until you're nice to him. And then he's like, oh, friend.
Yeah, man. Right. Yeah. Like, I'm a dick. And if you're a dick back or nice,
he's just checking people beforehand. Like, what you got? What are we doing? What's your vibe?
Exactly. Basically, they have to get on the same vibe as me. And I'm like, you're cool as fuck. You know what I'm saying? And then they're friendly to me. But anyway, we're at 13.
Is pissed off.
Yeah. So, like, I was pissed the whole time or whatever. And this chainsaw guy got really fucking close to me. And I was just staring at him. And I was like, gas smells great. And he fucking bumped me. And I go, all right, here's how it's going to go. You touch me one more fucking time, we're going to have a problem. And he goes, listen, if you threaten anybody else, you're going to have to leave. And I was like, then let me walk through. So he, like, got out of the way, and then I started walking through. And that's how I made it through the whole thing, is I threatened people, and then they threatened me with getting kicked out, and I just walked through with a breeze. That's how it went. Drunk as hell. And then in the parking lot, I am afraid of clowns. I'm not afraid of any – well, nothing else bothered me.
I scared the shit out of a homegirl at Marathon with my shirt.
Nothing else. Good. Yeah, that is actually
dope. Yeah, Art the Clown.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Rick got me an Art the Clown cake for my birthday.
Really?
It was so cool.
From the fucking cupcake shop at Midland.
Oh, that's fucking tight, dude.
And then we went out there, and I was like, hey, did some dude come in here and have you make a creepy-ass clown cake? She's like, yes, it was so much fun. We always have to make fucking cutesy shit. I'm like, that was for my birthday. It was really good. Thanks. She's like, oh, sweet.
But we were in the park, like, nothing really scared me at exit 30. I mean, I was a little scared, but nothing really scared me too bad. Get out to the parking lot. Some clown starts running at me. Like, a clown starts running at me. I scream like a baby little fucking girl and sprint in my
like
car.
Sounds like a peacock and mating. Just,
no, I honestly, I fucking hate clowns. They scare the shit out of me. That guy doesn't scare me. But if they're, like, a cute clown.
If they're scary,
a cute clown, and then they act scary, I'm done.
My wife hates clowns and midgets. We were
two things.
Terrified. Like she's on spiders, but like we were at the Bay City Mall one time. We were walking. She was a little bit ahead of me. Or no, I sat down for something. And she kept walking to go look for something. All of a sudden, she comes running back, going nope. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And she kept going. And all of a sudden, comes this little couple, like little people couple. And I'm like, oh, okay. But yeah, I don't know everything. I mean, I grew up an ICP fan. You can't be scared of clowns.
Yeah.
I don't know how this thing works.
What is a juggalo?
You ever thought about going?
I do.
Nope. To the gathering?
I want
to
go one time.
That would be so much fucking
fun. I
want to
go one time just to knock it off my bucket list.
Oh, yeah. That would be wild.
Rick doesn't know if he could deal with the smell of the people. But, like, we've watched videos of people going. There's literally a whole section where you can just go and get drugs. There was one dude just fucking puking off of ketamine and shit.
Oh, my God.
Like they have,
see, my luck, I'd get pegged in the face with a fucking Faygo bottle when they bounce it off the trampolines and shit.
Have you ever seen them live?
No.
Either have I. That's something.
Yeah.
That's part
what
of the
I would
whole
love
thing.
To,
yeah.
Because my buddy that I worked with at FedEx, Brian. Fuck. I can't
Brian,
think of his last name.
Sure.
At the moment. Vassel. Brian Vassel.
Okay.
Great guy. Real good guy. The largest ICP fan ever. He has an actual, like, he has the Shangri-La board game, and he has all this memorabilia. He has literally everything ICP, and he's been to the gathering like
anything?
Seven times, and he was telling me about how he got pegged in the fucking head with a Faygo bottle and stuff, and he was
that
like, it was magical. Like,
I'm glad you said in the head.
Yeah.
Peg.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah. Speaking of that, that's my last call. So, buddy of mine, when we were
I'm
in choir
through
back
this,
in the
I
day,
want this kettle corn, by the way.
we used to party at his house a lot, and he lived in a condo, and we'd piss off the neighbors sometimes. But I'm good. You can put
no,
it
I'm
away.
Saying,
oh yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, I want that kettle corn. Get it today. And yeah, we were having a lot of fun. We're partying and everything, and. We all go to bed. I pass out on the couch. Him and his boyfriend go to bed, and we get up the next morning, and his boyfriend comes walking out, and he's just like,
"Keep talking, bro."
I'm just we'll
get it after.
And he's like holding his side, and he's moving real slow, and I was like, "What the fuck happened?" And my friend was like, "Well, we were having sex last night, and I had him in a leg lock. He's like, and I accidentally broke one of his ribs."
Whoa.
And I was like, "What
Damn.
The fuck?
What?
Yeah.
There was two dudes?
Yeah.
He had him in a leg lock. He had him in a figure four. Was fucking him in the ass?
Yeah.
Or he had him in a sharpshooter, bro. like what the fuck?
Yeah. And he broke
what
one of his ribs.
Fuck?
And I was like, "Oh my God." And he's
Damn.
Like, "It'll be fine. I'll be fine." And everything. And I felt so bad for the poor guy because
broken rib and a
yeah,
fucking gaping asshole. Yeah.
Jesus.
It's only if you don't take care of it afterwards. Shit.
Oh, he was very. He told me about his whole process and the system he has in his bathroom and what they. Yeah. So I was like, "Oh, that's super cool. I never realized that you could do that in yourself."
Like
I always thought that was something you had to go to the hospital for. To like.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Real great people. I haven't seen them in a long time, but they're real great guys.
Oh.
One guy was my friend was super talented. He had played with like
I wouldn't be stuck on the figure four and fucking just what?
Yeah.
Oh shit, my rib broke.
What is the
You're
fucking
fine.
Logistics
You're
of
fine.
That?
Yeah, yeah.
You need
so,
a blueprint?
a real question is before social media, how did we all know the whole fucking gimmick about Manson having two ribs removed so he could suck his own dick?
Right.
Whoa, I've heard
that
about
was,
that when
yeah,
I was a kid.
I think
yeah,
that was just
and that was before
word of
social
mouth.
Media. Yeah,
yeah.
Like you just hear all this shit.
It,
That's
well,
right up there.
Was,
man, this man had a dude in a figure four, just fucked his ass and broke his ribs. Like, you don't understand.
And I there were still message boards back in the day.
Thousand,
so even though there wasn't social media, there was still social media, just not as popular as it was. You know?
Not
it was
just called social.
Not in 96.
Yeah, the message boards.
You sure you're not
someone to pin that on a corkboard. Dog, this dude. You're reading a flyer for a garage sale and right next to it. This dude fucked this other dude and broke his rib. Shit, crazy.
No, Manson had, the rumor was he had ribs removed so he could suck his own dick.
Nice.
Yeah. I know, so, if I could do that, I'd never leave the fucking house. nom, 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 nom.
You guys see Daddy? I haven't seen that motherfucker for like 2 months.
Well, rumor has it he lost 2 ribs and his teeth.
he just got a Bluetooth subscription. Hasn't come out of his bedroom.
He ended up being like that chick who's like when they were afraid of you being high too much or something like that. He just sucked all the life out of himself.
What?
What?
God, you know what I'm talking
about? I try to remember.
The male it's version like, of Rogue, he just touches himself.
It's like those commercials that was like, if you're high, this is you when you're high.
Oh,
it's
all like, they're like flat.
In the yeah. house.
Yeah. Yeah. Flat.
Like, yeah. This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. Yeah.
That's it. Kind of.
All this time I've been smoking this can't find my keys weed when there's some melt in the couch shit that I would really like to try.
I've had some shit like that. Well, yeah. Now you get up. They're just like, hey, let's go. And you're like, I wish. You know if DoorDash was a thing back in the day when I was really smoking down? Oof. I'd still be broke. I am broke now, but I'd be like
that's,
more broke.
Yeah, Tony
I'd be
and
like,
I.
I'd be like shaking a cup on the street, bro. See, we, if I had DoorDash
we invented
in
that in like 2011. We couldn't figure out the logistics of how to get, you know, like taxi people to bring you food and shit.
Yeah.
The times we live in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
well,
times
shit.
For stoners.
Everybody said their last calls, right?
Yeah, everybody's all right. Good. We all
well,
good.
Holy fuck. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, for sure.
Rick and E-Rick here on...
It was a very... We're all very tired, but it turned out to be a good episode.
Yeah, it was good stuff, yeah.
I'm not tired as high. That's why I look tired.
You can visit you can visit whackpodcast.com, WACpodcast.com, BBBBabble.com, 989.network. Eric is _Eric___989 Instagram.
He's studying.
And you can find Rick as Not Charted on all of his socials.
Yep.
We have, and we have Instagram for that and Facebook now.
Yeah.
And a YouTube.
Yeah.
And we have Facebook for Mighty Morphin Millennium Rangers, which I tried to get to see if Sean would come with us this evening, but I didn't hear a shot back for that. So
yeah,
we're still
he's
doing
cool
those. Those are also fun. Our last episode, both me and him were high as draft pussy, and he went on his tangent about the monster having fucking fat cakes.
He's another one I've known for probably 16, 17 years. Yeah. I vaguely remember being at parties with him back in the day. That's a last call story I need to write down.
Yeah, you always say that. Well, I do. From all of us at bbbbabble.com.
Yeah, and I want that kettle corn, ideal party store. Thank you to Brussels and
TNT
Germany.
TNT Toys.
As Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you do drunk.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 99.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.